the year.
我们大家聚在一起，其乐融融。
That we can be here together.
也是感谢主，天气好起来了。
And I'm thankful also for the good weather we're having.
我们假期也结束了。
And our vacation has come to an end as well.
所以感谢主在聚会之前我们在给信息之前让弟兄姐妹彼此打个招呼好吗新年快乐
And so please greet your brothers and sisters.
耶稣爱你
Happy
Jesus
New Year.
Love you.
Jesus loves you.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Happy New Year. 各位弟兄姐妹真的好欢喜
So we're very happy today.
新年总是很快乐，因为新的希望开始了。
Because every new year we have new expectations.
因为过去就永远过去了。
And what's past is in the past.
世界在变化。
And the world is changing.
神的旨意却永不改变。
But our Lord's will does not change.
要变的就是我们基督徒。
But what has to change is us, Christians.
我们要从冷淡变得火热。
And we must become more passionate.
如果我们远离上帝的，我们要变得亲近上帝。
And if we've been far from him, we need to draw nearer to him.
我们看见这上面是去年的主题。
And we can see last year's church theme.
多少弟兄姐妹还记得去年的主题啊
？How many of you remember last year's theme?
、yeah.
Okay.
今年的主题是
This year's theme
做贵重器皿合乎主用
To be a vessel for honor and to be useful for the master
去年的主题是告诉我们穿上全副军装站立得住
So last year's theme was to put on the full armor of God and to stand firm
在我们在今年新的盼望之前我愿意弟兄姐妹回顾一下去年
So as we look forward to this year's new theme I want us to think back a little bit to last year
去年你是否遇见生活的难题
？So last year, have you met any difficulties in your life?
你遭遇生活中的苦难
？Have you had any struggles in your life?
你的前途和道路遇见试探和挑战
？Have you faced some trials and tribulations?
你有没有孤独和惧怕
？Did you ever feel lonely or afraid?
你有没有感到有的时候会有无力感和放弃的念头
？Have you felt helpless or even wanting to give up?
如果是这样的话，你有没有穿戴神所赐的全副军装去站立
？And if so, have you put on the armor of God and to stand firm?
你有站立得住吗
？And did you stand firm?
我相信弟兄姐妹站立得住了。
And I believe that yes, we can.
如果站立不住，你就不会今天在这里了。
And if not, you wouldn't be here today.
所以我们盼望我们在检验我们效果的时候，你有一个肯定的答案。
And I hope that as you look back in, to the results from last year, that you will have a sure answer in your heart.
你说我经历了这一切，但是我都站立得稳了。
That you will be able to say, yes, I have experienced all of this, but
我不但站立得稳了，我却而且得胜有余了。
And not only have I stood firm, but I have been more than conqueror.
那今年的主题是告诉我们要做贵重器皿，合乎主用。
And so this year our theme is to be a vessel for honor and to be useful for the master.
在刚才我们所读的经文里边，我们发现，有不同的器皿。
So in the passage we just read, we see that there are different kinds of vessels.
我们知道在教会里边是有不同的器皿。
And of course in our church, there are different kinds of vessels.
上帝也是这样的说。
And even God says so.
有贵重的器皿，有卑贱的器皿。
And there are those for honor and those for dishonor.
在我们所看的这段经文里边说，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
So in the great house, there are vessels of gold and silver, but also vessels of wood and clay.
在大户人家呀。
And so, what does it mean to be in a great house?
其实，在今天的现实生活里边，没有多少可以称为大户人家的了。
Today, probably we don't see so many great houses.
因为在古代也不管是中国还是外国很多的时候都有些大户的人家住在一起
But during ancient times Not just in China But in other cultures There have been these great houses
常常就是一个大的家族常常住在一个住在一个村落里边
So it may be a large family or a clan That they all live together
或者住在一个很大的房子里面
Or even in the same great house
我们在明州读书的时候
So when we were in Minnesota as students,
我们有一个美国的 host family。
We had an American host family.
这个 host family 呢是从挪威移民过来。
And this family is from Norway.
这个爸爸家里边有八个弟兄。
So the father's family had eight brothers.
这个母亲家里边有九个姊妹，九个弟兄。
And the mother's family had nine siblings.
所有他们的家如果说是三代聚在一起的话大约有九十多人。
So when all three generations get together, there's over 90 people.
他们家一聚会的时候就要借一个礼堂或者影院。
So when they have family reunions, they rent out a theater or a big church.
我们拜访他们的时候常常就把他们家里边的这个照片拿出来给我们看。
So when we visit them, often we look at their family photos.
哎，我想到那是一个大户人家。
And so I recognize them as a great house.
但是他们今天都不住在一起了。
But they don't all live together.
他住在美国的各地。
And they're all spread out throughout America.
那圣经里边说大户人家是什么呢？
So what does it mean when we look at the scriptures and it says a great house?
大户人家是象征着神的家庭。
So it's talking about God's family.
是神的家。
It's God's family.
就是神的教会。
That means our church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如今坐在这里都是大户人家的人。
So today, as you're sitting here, we're all part of a great house.
我们是上帝家里的人。
We're part of God's family.
感谢主，在大户人家里边的话，有不同的器皿呢。
So thank the Lord that we have different vessels in this family.
那说有金器、银器，有木器和瓦器。
There's gold and silver, and also wood and clay vessels.
这个金器和银器啊表明一种生命。
So the gold and the silver is representative of a kind of life.
在旧约圣经里边这个金器也常常预表神的生命和性情。
So in the Old Testament, gold is used to represent the characteristics of God.
那银呢是代表救赎了。
And silver is for salvation.
所以金器和银器的意思是代表我们身上所流露出来的乃是神的生命和性情。
So gold and silver is supposed to represent the glory of God and the salvation of Christ that's in our lives.
在经过主耶稣基督的救赎大功的改造。
So through the salvation of Christ and his work in our life.
所以像我们这样子的人可以在神的家里服侍。
That people like us can serve in the Lord's house.
可以凭着神的性情，根据他的生命来服侍。
That we can serve according to His life and His will.
让主的生命从我们身上流露出来的荣耀。
So that the glory of God can be shown through our lives.
流露出来尊贵。
That it's honorable.
And also 流露出来救恩。
And also there's salvation.
所以金子里圣经里边金子常常代表荣耀。
So gold is for glory.
银子是代表救赎。
And silver is for salvation.
那么另外还讲到木器和瓦器。
And also talks about vessels of wood and clay.
同样木在神的眼中是代表人的性情啊。
So wood is representative of the flesh, of the characteristics of man.
代表你和我没有得救时候的思想。
And it represents our thinking before we were saved.
那个瓦呢是代表人的工作。
And the clay is the works of man.
瓦是不从地里长出来的。
So clay is not come from just growing from the earth.
瓦是人手所做的工。
And it's made by the hand of man.
所以瓦呢是代表人的工作。
So clay represents the works of man.
木器和瓦器呢就是代表我们身上这个人的天然的成分。
So the wood and the clay vessels represent what we can make on our own as man.
所以木器和瓦器是在神的家中表示我们用我们人的性情来服侍神。
So in the house of God, the vessels of wood and clay are talking about when we serve in our own flesh.
用我们自己的心思，用我们自己的打算。
According to our own wills and using our own strengths.
那么还有讲到尊贵和卑贱的瓦，卑贱的这个器皿。
There's also the vessels for honor and for dishonor.
我们都在神面前服侍。
We all serve the Lord here.
不单单是在这里讲道，翻译是服侍神。
Not only just the preachers and the translators.
也不是说仅仅在外边迎宾的或者说引座的弟兄姐妹是服侍神。
And it's not just the ushers.
或者今天早上我们在早餐，我们做早餐的弟兄姐妹，他们也在服侍神。
And even those who cook our breakfast this morning.
现在带小孩子的弟兄和姐妹，他们也是在服侍神。
And there are those who are watching over our children right now. They're serving the Lord.
所以这一切在神面前的服侍。
So all of these services.
或尊贵或卑贱。
Whether for honor or for dishonor.
不取决于这个事情的本身。
It's not really depending on the action, the work that is being done.
而是在于我们这个人。
It's depending on the person doing the work.
尊贵的器皿所做的事就显得尊贵。
So everything that a vessel for honor does is honorable.
卑贱的器皿所做的事就代表着卑贱。
But everything that a vessel for dishonor does is dishonorable.
比如说在在使徒行传里边。
So if we look into Acts,
我们大家记得在使徒行传第六章讲到有七个执事被选出来。
We'll remember that there were deacons chosen.
他们有祈祷传道，他们有管理饭食。
And there were those who prayed, there were those who preached, and there were those who served tables.
使徒们他们要以祈祷传道为念。
So the apostles, they focused on the preaching and the praying.
七个执事他们被选出来去管理饭食。
But the deacons, they were chosen so that they could wait on tables.
如果我们不明白神的心意。
So if we're not understanding of God's will.
我们就以为祈祷传道才是贵重的器皿。
We might think that those who pray and those who were preaching were the honorable vessels.
啊，那才是贵重的工作。
Because those were the honorable works.
因为去传播神的信息。
Especially those who preached.
而管理饭食呢，就也以为是卑贱的。
And we might think that those who waited on tables were doing the dishonorable works.
可是在神的面前不是这样。
But to God, it's not like so.
如果侍奉的人是卑贱的。
If the person who is serving is a vessel for dishonor,
那么他的祈祷传道也是卑贱的。
Even his praying and preaching will be dishonorable.
如果侍奉你的心是贵重的。
But for someone whose heart is honorable,
你即使是管理饭食，你来招呼朋友，你来去带主日学，都是尊贵的。
Whether he's serving on tables or taking care of the children, he is doing an honorable work.
我们大家可能会有些疑惑。
So we might have some questions.
怎么会是这样呢
？Why would it be like this？
我们看罗马书第九章二十一节。
Let's look at Romans 9:21.
说窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗
？It says, "Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?"
在神的家中，神有他足够的主权。
Because in God's family, He has the power.
在引导我们去服侍神。
And to lead us to serve Him.
然后叫我们根据我们的恩赐恩膏来服侍。
And that we can serve Him through our gifts.
神让我们做事情，我们愿意去随从。
If God wants us to do something and we're willing,
我们心甘情愿的服侍。
And if we're willing to serve,
也是贵重的。
Then that's honorable.
因为合神的心意。
Because it's according to His will.
可是如果神愿意感动你做一件事情，你拒绝。
But if God has moved you to do something and you have refused.
你觉得可能没有实现你的理想。
Because it's not according to your will.
也没有达到个人的目的。
And it's not according to what you want to accomplish.
在神看来这是卑贱。
This is dishonorable.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们说，在神的家中有不同的器皿。
So brothers and sisters, in God's family there are different vessels.
这是一个事实了。
This is the truth.
像保罗在圣经里边说，你不可能都做传道，也不可能都做任何的事情。
Because as the scripture tells us, not all of us can be preachers, and not all of us can all do the same thing.
那在贵重器皿和卑贱的器皿里边，我们选择哪一个
？So between being a vessel for honor and a vessel for dishonor, which one would you choose?
这是我们个人可以在神的面前去思想的。
This is something that we need to think about on our own and also before God.
所以我和弟兄姐妹愿意下边的话，把卑贱的器皿撇在一边。
I hope that we are willing to put aside the vessels for dishonor.
我们来寻求贵重的器皿。
That we will seek to be vessels for honor.
我们也要知道贵重的器皿是操练出来的。
And we must know that to be a vessel for honor, we must discipline ourselves.
二十一节说：“人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。”
In verse 21, it tells us that therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
好，保罗说人若自洁。
So Paul says here, if anyone cleanses himself,
他是在劝勉属主的人呢，做主的事要自洁。
He is urging all of us who belong to him that as we work for him, we must cleanse ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这个自洁也不是说这个事情啊，乃是说人呐。
So when he talks about cleanse ourselves, it doesn't mean cleanse the things that we do, but us as persons, our person.
保罗的盼望是人若自己肯洁净自己，就能脱离卑贱。
Paul's hope is that as we can.Are willing to cleanse ourselves, then we can leave the dishonorable vessels.
他就不再做木器和瓦器，可以变成金器和银器。
That we will no longer be vessels of wood and clay, but become vessels of gold and silver.
照道理来说
，But according to logic,
人是不能自洁的。
We can't really cleanse ourselves.
我们必须在基督的宝血里边才能得洁净。
The only thing that can clean us is the blood of Christ.
我们才能变成圣洁。
That we can become holy.
圣经也是这样说。
And the Bible tells us the same thing.
希伯来书十三章十二节告诉我们。
In Hebrews it tells us.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。
Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
意思说，我们弟兄姐妹要想得圣洁洁净。
So if we want to be sanctified, if we want to be holy.
我们必须要借着基督的宝血。
We must use the blood of Christ.
就是在城门外，在十字架上为我们所流的宝血。
It's the blood of Christ that flowed for us, outside the gate.
而且在旧约里边，我们也看到洁净的这个程序。
In the Old Testament, we can also see this cleansing.
在出埃及记第四十章九节到十一节。
In Exodus 40 verse 9.
说用膏油把帐幕和其中所有的都抹上，使帐幕和一切器具成圣，就都成圣。
It says, and thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is within, and shall hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy.
又要抹燔祭坛和一切器具，使坛成圣，就都成为至圣。
Thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all the vessels and sanctify the altar and it shall be an altar most holy.
要抹洗濯盆和盆座使盆成圣。
And thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot and sanctify it.
我们在这里面看到所有的器具。
And we can see all of these procedures.
就是在神面前的器具。
And all these vessels.
都需要透过膏油涂抹使它成圣。
Must be anointed by the oil to become sanctified.
你说抹之前和抹之后有什么区别吗
？What do you think is the difference before it was anointed and after it was anointed？
形状和样式没有任何区别。
It may look the same，
但是透过膏抹
，But by the anointing，
神就看这个器皿为圣了。
God now sees this vessel as holy。
这个膏油它是预表的圣灵。
And so the anointing is by the Holy Spirit。
所以在旧约常常用膏油来涂抹成圣。
And so in the Old Testament, the oil is used to represent the anointing.
在新约里边，我们就讲到用基督的宝血，用圣灵使我们成圣。
And so in the New Testament, it's the blood of Christ and the Holy Spirit that gives us the anointing.
所以话说回来了，保罗这段话是说给基督徒听的。
And so this passage that Paul wrote is for us Christians.
保罗是对提摩太一样的新一代的属灵领袖而言的。
And he wrote it to Timothy and the new generation of leaders of the church.
所以说不是要你不认识耶稣的人你可以自洁。
It's not to tell those who are not Christians that they can cleanse themselves.
乃是说我们信了主以后的被耶稣基督宝血洁净过的。
But it's for those who have already believed in Christ that we have put our trust in him.
所以我们在基督里面我们可以来自洁。
And so as we are in Christ, we can cleanse ourselves.
这个自洁是告诉我们说你不甘心做木器和瓦器。
And we're no longer satisfied to be vessels of wood and clay.
你也不愿意做木器和瓦器。
And that we no longer want to be vessels of dishonor.
你在神面前有一个追求。
But we seek.
有一个心愿。
That we have this desire in front of the Lord.
你愿意变成神所喜悦的金器和银器。
That we're willing to become vessels of gold and silver.
这是一个心愿。
This is the desire of our hearts.
也就是说你在神面前有一个自洁的愿望。
That we have this willingness and this desire in front of the Lord.
除此之外我们没有别的办法改变我们自己。
Because apart from this, there's no other way for us to change.
所以我们在新的一年里面愿意弟兄姐妹能够在神面前有个心愿。
So I hope that in this new year, each one of us can have this desire.
在神的家中我们愿意做贵重的器皿。
That in the house of God that we are willing to be a vessel for honor.
我们不凭天然的生命去服侍。
That we will no longer serve through our natural selves.
我们不凭自己的肉体来服侍。
And not according to our flesh.
我们不用人的智慧。
Not using our own wisdom.
不用人的力量。
Not through our own strength.
要用神从天上带给我们的感动。
But through the moving of the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵的运行,
and according to his guidance,
我们来服侍神,
that we will serve him.
所以当我们自洁以后啊, 保罗说我们可以脱离卑贱的事,
so after we have cleansed ourselves, Paul says that we can leave those vessels of dishonor.
自洁呢是告诉我们是主动的,
so we must be willing to cleanse ourselves.
那, 脱离卑贱的事是告诉我们, 要被动的来做。
And so we must prepare ourselves.
也是换一个角度来说,
and from another angle,
脱离卑贱的事, 实际上是告诉我们逃离卑贱的事。
It's talking about running away from that which is dishonorable.
见到卑贱的事就躲开。
If you see something that is dishonorable, you should flee from it.
不要去停留。
Don't dwell on it.
不要留恋。
Don't think about it.
转身离开。
Turn and run.
所以我想说基督徒应该在我们的生命里边有这样的意念。
So in our lives as Christians, we should have this thought.
凡不合基督徒体统的事, that, 我们就不做。
That whatever is not according to the Christian life, we will not do.
凡和咱们基督徒身份不相称的事, 我们不做。
What is not suitable for a Christian, we will not attempt.
凡妨碍神在我们身上得荣耀的事, 我们不做。
And whatever hinders the glory of God from showing through our life, we will stay away from it.
所以弟兄姐妹逃避就是逃脱卑贱的事。
So we must stay clear and run away from that which is dishonorable.
这么说是不是特别笼统？
Maybe it's a little bit abstract.
因为我没有办法跟你一件事一件事告诉你什么是卑贱，什么是尊贵。
But there is no way for me to just list out every single thing and say what is honorable and what is dishonorable.
但是透过圣灵在你里边的感动，你知道什么事情，其实你心里边晓得。
But I think we will know in our hearts through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which is honorable and which is dishonorable.
那圣经里边还有 比较 特别清晰的原则。
And so in the scriptures, there's also more clear, clear instructions for us.
这是简单的几句话我们可以来记住的。
And it's a few simple phrases that we can remember.
所以用这个原则来衡量我们的事。
And so we should use this principle to test what we should do and what we should not do.
以便我们好去逃避 卑贱的事。
So that we can stay clear of that which is dishonorable.
在哥林多前书6章12节。
And this is in 1 Corinthians 6:12.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处；凡事我都可行，但不都造就；但不论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
就说基督徒，我们很多的事情可以行，但有些事情不能够去辖制我们。
So all things are lawful for us as Christians, but we shouldn't let anything have power over us.
一旦辖制我们了，弟兄姐妹，你心里边要警觉。
Because once something has power over you, you must become aware of it.
所以你要逃避。
And run from it.
就像现在的网络。
Because it's like the internet today.
包括你的手机。
Your cell phone maybe.
其实我已经提过多次了，对吗？
And I've mentioned this many times.
你一点不陌生的。
You're not unfamiliar with this.
但是我每次提的时候，弟兄姐妹，你有没有那种感觉？
But when I mention this, do you feel it?
我可能真的是过于依赖我的手机。
Maybe I'm too dependent on my cell phone.
或者说我把这个手机已经当作我不可或缺的东西。
Maybe the cell phone is something that I can't live without.
我们读圣经没有这么殷勤。
Do we feel that way about the scriptures?
我们祷告没有这么殷勤。
About our prayer.
甚至我们来啊服侍主、敬拜主也没有这么殷勤。
Or even our worship.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这里边看是告诉我们不都啊不是都受他的辖制。
So we must be aware of anything that has power over us.
啊，另外还有一句哈。
And here's another verse.
还是哥林多前书里面。
And it's also from 1 Corinthians.
前面是一样的。
And the first part is the same.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
So all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
前面是告诉我们自己不受辖制。
So in the first verse we read, it tells us not to have anything with power over us.
这节圣经是告诉我们不是凡事都造就人。
But this verse tells us not everything will edify us.
一个是对己，一个是对人。
One is for us and one is for others.
弟兄姐妹，当你和人相处的时候，打交道的时候。
So when you're interacting with other people.
你看看这件事情是不是造就别人。
Think about whether or not this will edify the other person.
如果这个事情不造就人，即使是可行，你也不应该做。
So if this will not edify the other person, even if it's lawful, you should not do it.
这就是神在圣经里边给我们属灵的一个提醒。
And so this is a reminder that God has given us through His Word.
所以做贵重的器皿是要操练的。
So if we seek to become a vessel for honor, we must discipline ourselves.
这里边保罗告诉我们要做贵重的器皿。
Because we should seek to be vessels for honor.
说做就意味着你要努力。
And so we must put effort into it.
你不是生下来就是那贵重器皿。
Because we're not born to be just vessels for honor.
你也不会随随便便就做贵重的器皿。
And it doesn't come about from accident.
耶利米书十八章三节这样说。
Jeremiah 18:3.
我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇见他转轮做器皿。
Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
十四节说，窑匠用泥做的器皿，在他手中做坏了。
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it.
他又用这泥做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好，就怎样做。
So the potter made the vessel as he seemed fit.
弟兄姐妹，是的，同样一个窑匠，但是在一个人身上，有的时候可能是就没成功。
So the same potter, but the work might be different.
所以我们盼望神在我们身上的作为，能够一次就能够在我们身上做成。
So we should all seek to be the vessel that God makes successfully.
如果神要把你做成一个贵重的器皿。
So if God seeks to make you a vessel for honor.
圣灵感动你。
And His Spirit is moving you.
但是你没有完成神的心愿。
But you did not respond to the call.
我没有完成神的托付。
That we did not accomplish what he has called us to do.
那个我还是我。
And we are still our old selves.
那团泥还是那团泥。
And we're still just that same clay.
所以神可能要用你做别的器皿了。
So he can only use us as a clay vessel.
既说到我们要做贵重的器皿。
So if we want to be a vessel for honor.
既说到在神的家里面大家。
And in this great house of God.
我们就要照主的心意来教导。
Then we must teach and act according to God's will.
我们也照神的心意来培训。
And we must train up workers according to God's will.
我们要塑造，我们要陶造贵重的器皿。
And we must provide training and discipleship so that we can make vessels of honor.
所以我们需要培训和带领。
So we must provide guidance and training.
我们要为神的家预备器皿。
So that we can prepare vessels for God's house.
而且是预备贵重的器皿。
And prepare vessels for honor.
要鼓励弟兄姐妹，在新的一年里边，我们要加大主日学的力度。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters that we expand our efforts in our discipleship training.
我们也盼望有门徒培训的功课。
And in our Sunday school teaching.
我们要加大传福音的力度。
And our evangelizing.
来为主在华府教会预备贵重的器皿。
So that we can prepare for God vessels for honor here in our church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们敬拜不是单单的敬拜。
So our worship should not simply just be worship.
盼望弟兄姐妹要有一个心里的准备。
That we can have a preparation in our hearts.
就是主在呼召带领我们的时候，我们可以跟上神的脚步。
That when God's call comes in and He is moving, that we're ready to follow.
我们愿意啊顺从主。
And that we're willing to obey.
那我们再看主用的器皿。
And so let's look at vessels that are useful for the master.
你要知道，贵重的器皿才是神使用的。
So only the vessels that are honorable are used by God.
贵重的器皿才是合乎主使用的。
That it's useful for God.
还是这节经文，人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So in the same verse, it tells us that therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
我们看主所用的器皿呢，有三个特征。
And we can see that there are three characteristics of the vessel that is useful for God.
一个是神的器皿，神所用的器皿要成为圣洁。
One is that the vessel must be holy.
弟兄姐妹，主所用的器皿最重要的是圣洁。
And that's the most important characteristic of the vessel used by God.
我们大家读圣经都知道，神的重要的一个性情啊，就是他的圣洁。
And we also know that holiness is one of the most important characteristics of God Himself.
人怎么可以圣洁像神呢？
So how can a person be holy like God?
但是神是透过耶稣基督来看我们。
But we have to remember that God sees us through Christ.
所以我们就应该学习基督的榜样。
So our example is Christ Himself.
效法基督的品格。
That we should become like Him.
在神的眼中是被看为圣的。
And so we will be holy in the eyes of God.
神不用圣洁的器皿侍奉他。
So God only uses the clean vessels, the holy vessels.
你也可以说那些有很多的事情。也是神记着那些事情做成的。
But you might think, well, there are a lot of things that God has accomplished, and what He used doesn't seem holy.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，神只是使用他们而已。
But that's just something that God has used.
但是他们不属于神。
But they don't belong to God.
我愿意弟兄姐妹，你不要做那个被神用然后就扔掉一帮的人。
But I hope that we will not become something that God simply uses but not belong to Him, not.Be part of him.
在旧约里边，我们想到一个君王叫古列。
So we know that in the Old Testament there was a king.
神兴起古列，释放以色列民。
And he used him to free the Israelites.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，神不救吧？神没有说他是古列得救。
But God did not save the king himself.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在信仰里面有很多这样的事情。
And so in our faith, there are a lot of things like this.
神要透过你身边的人或者事来建造弟兄姐妹。
There are a lot of things and people in our lives that He uses.
他们可能是不信神的。
Maybe they're not Christians.
比如说你的老板。
Maybe your boss.
你的同事。
Or your coworker.
他们可能会给你许多的难处。
And maybe they make your life difficult.
但是弟兄姐妹，你丝毫不要认为神要大大的使用他们。
But don't think that God is not able to use them.
神大大的要使用的，要建造的是你。
What He really wants to use is you.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，如果说当他们被神使用完了事，建造完你以后，神会把他们放在一边。
Because after God is done using them to train you, and then they will be put aside.
所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹知道，神是用圣洁的器皿。
So I hope that, brothers and sisters, we will know that God uses the vessel that is holy.
去服侍他。
To serve himself.
有一个小朋友很爱他的爸爸。
There was a little, boy who loved his father.
在大夏天的时候看着他爸爸在院子里面做那个 yard work.
And so on a summer day, he saw his father working hard in the yard.
哦，流了许多的汗。
And was, very sweaty.
这个小朋友就跑去拿了一个盆子。
So the boy brought a pot of water.
把冰箱门打开。
And opened the fridge.
把那个橘子汁倒进去。
And poured in the orange juice.
凉凉的，说给他爸爸送去。
Oh, it's a cold drink for his father.
他爸爸看见儿子端来这个果汁，非常高兴。
So when the father saw the drink, he was very happy.
但是你知道，他爸爸没有喝。
But the father did not drink it.
因为这孩子拿的是喂狗的盆子去装的。
Because he had put it in a dog bowl.
弟兄们，你有没有看见这个？
Have you seen here?
小孩是有爱爸爸的心。
That even though the boy loved his father,
也努力去做了。
And he worked his hardest.
他爸爸也看到他所做的。
And his father understood his heart.
他爸爸没有享用。
But his father was not able to enjoy it.
因为器皿不对。
Because it was the wrong vessel.
我不晓得我们弟兄姐妹多少在生活里面对我们的父亲是这样子的。
I don't know if any of you have done that to your father.
我们够大了哈，不会做这样的事。
But probably we're old enough not to do such a thing.
但是我们对我们的天父是不是常常做这样的事情？
But what about to our heavenly Father? Have we done such a thing?
我们所给天父的是天父所不要的。
That we gave him something that he cannot use.
他可能想要，但是你这个器皿不洁。
That maybe it is something that he wants, but it was not in the right vessel.
所以我们要让弟兄姐妹知道神使用啊圣洁的器皿。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we will remember that God uses the holy vessels.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章七节说
In 1 Thessalonians 4:7,
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
It says, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
弟兄姐妹，这是神初始的心意。
So brothers and sisters, this was the will of God from the beginning.
召你召我，就是为了圣洁。
That he called us to become holy.
但是我们常常是人没有办法达到神的心意。
But many times we're not able to meet his will for us.
但是神的心意还是没有改变哦。
But his will does not change.
他还是要让我们成为圣洁。
He still wants us to be holy.
然后下面说另外一个特点是合乎主用。
And the other characteristic is useful for the master.
对，这个合乎主用呢，就是可以在神的面前有可使用性。
So to be useful means that there is something we can be useful for.
所以主可以照他的意思用这个器皿。
That it's a vessel that God can use according to His will.
弟兄姐妹，首先你要圣洁哦。
So first we need to be holy and sanctified.
然后神就愿意照他的心意来使用哦。
And then God can use us according to His will.
也有可能用你做执事。
Maybe He will use you as a deacon.
也有可能以后做长老。
Or maybe even an elder.
打发你去传福音。
Or maybe send you out as a missionary.
或者带领你去做团契。
Or use you as a small group leader.
也有可能去预备饭食
or maybe to prepare lunch,
在门口做招待
or as an usher,
或者是教导儿童主日学
or to teach the children,
弟兄姐妹 你有爱心可以去去探访关怀
or even to go visit the sick and poor,
你有很好的恩赐或者站在台上做唱诗班
or become part of the choir,
弟兄姐妹你有看到神可能在我们预备圣洁以后，神有许多的用法。
So after we become holy and sanctified, there are many ways God can use us.
但是这些用法都是圣洁的用法。
And all of these are vessels that are used for honor.
也可以说，你预备好了，神来使用。
So once we are ready, He will use us.
我们为什么说神要照他自己的心意来使用呢？
So why do we say that God will use us according to His will?
很多的时候啊，我们可能预备了很长时间呢，但神只使用一下。
Many times we spend hours and hours preparing, but it's only used for a moment.
弟兄姐妹心里不要感到不平哦。
But I hope you will not feel uneasy about this.
为什么这么说呢
？Why?
记得不记得耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷的时候
？So do you remember when Jesus went to Jerusalem?
他打发门徒去做一件事情，去牵一头驴驹来。
He sent his disciples to go seek a colt.
主怎么说？就对那个人说，主要用他。
And he told the disciples to tell the person who stops them that God has need of him.
所以弟兄姐妹，可能这个小驴驹就是为了耶稣用一下子。
So that was maybe that's all this colt was meant to do.
然后圣经里边再不提那个驴驹了。
And we've never heard about this colt again in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，对那个小毛驴可以吗？
Is it fair to that little colt?
我们愿意不愿意做那个小毛驴被主用一下呢？
Are you willing to be that colt just to live for that one moment?
如果让荣耀的君王在那一刹那去使用你，可以吗？
For the God to use you for that one moment, are you willing?
还有另外一个圣徒。
And there's a but and there's another story of a believer.
是在《使徒行传》里面第九章。
In Acts chapter 9.
叫亚拿尼亚。
Ananias.
弟兄姐妹，圣经也只使用他一次。
And he's also only mentioned this once in the Bible.
他做了一件什么事呢？就是他去受洗啊，给保罗施洗。
And what did he do? He baptized Paul.
大家知道保罗是迫害基督徒的。
And we know that Paul used to persecute the Christians.
所以当神召亚拿尼亚去给保罗施洗的时候，他吓了一跳。
So when God called Ananias to go and baptize Paul,
他这个人不是迫害基督徒的吗？到处抓基督徒。
He said, "Well, this man he persecuted the Christians."
怎么就给他施洗呢
？Why should I baptize him?
他是神说我要用他。
But God told him, "I'm going to use this man."
所以亚拿尼亚就顺服的去给保罗施洗。
So Ananias obeyed and went to baptize Paul.
然后在圣经以后就再没听到这个亚拿尼亚。
And so we don't hear about Ananias after that.
我们不是说这个亚拿尼亚被神使用了一次他就不存在了。
It's not that he didn't exist anymore after this.
他还存在，他还为主使用。
He's still there. He's still working for the Lord.
可能没有那么多在人前的服事，那么多的荣耀。
But maybe not as much fame and honor and glory.
不像保罗和巴拿巴了。
Not as famous as Paul or Barnabas.
但是弟兄姐妹，你有没有这个心意，让神在关键的时刻想到你
？But are you willing to be that person that God will use in the important moment?
上帝想要找人的时候想到你。
That when He's looking for someone, He will think of you.
好，弟兄姐妹，这就是我们要有用处啊。
And so that's what it means to be useful.
而且下面告诉我们，还有一个特点是预备行各样的善事。
And next it tells us that we're prepared for any good work.
我刚才说用一次。
I just mentioned this use once.
那现在神说这个圣洁可用的器皿要在各样的事上去为主使用。
But here, this part of the verse says it's prepared for all good works.
弟兄姐妹，为各种各样的好事去使用。
So all kinds of good works.
所以我们相信呢，神在我们身上有各种各样的好事来等着，来预备我们。
And I believe that for each one of us, God has good works prepared.
要使用我们。
That He wants to use us for.
有些是简单的。
Some might be simple.
有些是比较难的。
And some of it might be difficult.
也有些是在当下的。
And some of them might be
present.
Present.
Yeah, 有些可能是很久以后的事。
And some of it might be far in the future.
有些是在当地服事
，and some of it might be right here.
有的些可能是拆船的服事
，and some of it he might send us away for.
所以我想，弟兄姐妹，神在每一个他圣洁的器皿身上都有他的心意。
But I believe that for every vessel that is sanctified and holy, he has his will for.
我们能做的是预备
，and the only thing we can do is to prepare.
是自洁
，to cleanse ourselves.
是脱离卑贱
，to run away from that dishonorable things.
神所要做的就是要使用圣洁的器皿。
And what God will do is to use the vessels for honor.
所以今天我和弟兄姐妹讲了这些事，讲了这些的信息。
And so as I've shared all of this with you today,
让弟兄姐妹能够记得神在我们当中的呼召。
And I hope that we will remember God's calling to us.
神今年在我们教会，在华府教会的心意。
That His will for our church this year.
所以当牧师们长老们我们同心合意来思考出一个今年的主题的时候愿弟兄姐妹能够从灵里边来一起跟随
And so as the elders and the pastors we have sought out God's will and this theme for our church this year I hope brothers and sisters will be willing to work together
因为他是窑匠
Because God is the potter
我们是泥土
And we're the clay
所以我们愿意神来改变我们的心意
And so we hope that God will come and change us.
我们可以来照神的心意来服事
And that we will serve according to God's will.
这里面有一首歌我不知道弟兄姐妹是不是唱过
And
叫更新我心意
And there's a song called Change My Heart.
我想让我们的那个姐妹来给我们来弹指下琴
And I hope we can sing this song together.
哎，我们让那个 Maria 我们来这个唱一首歌，更新我心意。哦，哎呀。 好，会的大点声音好吗？
If you know the song, please sing loud.
预备起，更新我心意，使我能想你，更新我心意。更新我们的心意，使我们能像主。
Yes, Lord, change our hearts so that we can be like you.
我们谢谢天之师母的伴奏。
And we thank you for TT for playing.
所以神的家有许许多多的器皿。
And so in God's great house there are many vessels.
你是否愿意做贵重的器皿
？And are you willing to be a vessel for honor?
成为圣洁的器皿，为神使用。
To be a holy and sanctified vessel, useful for Him.
祝福在座的弟兄姐妹。
And I bless each one of you.
过一个成长的2016
That we can have a year of 2016 filled with growth.
哦，我们过一个得胜的2016
And that we can have victory.
我们也过一个圣洁的2016
And a sanctified 2016.
愿你我成为圣洁的器皿，为主使用。
May we all become vessels for honor, useful for God.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢周周的翻译。